good to be here this evening. It's like he's already said, I desire your prayers this evening. I preached this morning, but I've had a burden on my heart for tonight since I talked to Brother Josh a couple months ago. Amen. And I'd like to tell him I appreciate the consistency he had to get a hold of me, because there was some confusion there in a phone number or something. He was calling somebody else, asked if they wanted to preach, and they probably didn't. But because when God called me, I don't ever remember waking up and saying, yeah, I want to do that. But I do desire your prayers tonight. I've got a lot on my heart.
Amen.
But I'm going to start in Isaiah. And I'm only going to be there for just a second. And I'm only going to read the first three verses of chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that might be glorified. And that third verse there is where I got my thought tonight. And my thought tonight is the gospel has roots. And those roots go deep. If you want to turn over now, I'm going to go to Acts. And I'm going to cover just a little bit of a couple different chapters. But I'm going to start in chapter 3, and I'm not going to read here. So y'all just bear with me and y'all pray for me, because I got a lot on my heart, and I'm going to do my best to get it out, because the thought that I wanted to have this week got ripped out from under my feet Friday night. So I had to start all over. But you know, it seems like when I try to do what I want to do, it just don't never come together. But when I finally humbled myself down to God, it was just like it came one right after another. He said, use this one. I said, all right. So y'all pray for me tonight. Now I'm going to talk about Peter and John. And it talks here, it's talking about a lame man that he healed at the beginning of chapter 3. And you see, Peter and John, they went up into the temple. And when they was heading into that temple, there was some people that had been bringing a lame man to there every day. Now, I just got to thinking, if I had friends that was willing to pack me every day to try to help me, what it would be like to live in this life today. Because so many people are more worried about vengeance and getting back at you than they are helping you. And if we could have the drive to help people like these two did, we would go somewhere today. But you know, they brought this man down there every day. And when Peter and John come by, he looked up to them, and he looked at them wanting money. And you know, they looked at him and they said, I don't have no silver. For what I have for you is a whole lot more than man could ever give you. Verse 4, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen.
You see, a lot of times we fall down and we see people that are struggling. It's time to start sticking our hands out and saying, rise up and walk. Let me show you where we need to go. We need to start looking to the one that is the healer of all. Instead of looking at man and saying, can you help me with this? I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm going to go a little farther. And you know, you go on down through there and it says, Peter admonishes the onlookers. In verse 12, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? By God's holy power, the man was made to walk. It was not a thing that Peter and John did. It was about a thing that Peter and John did by following Jesus Christ and doing the things that he had set them out to do. Is there something God's got for you to do tonight? Because if there is, don't short yourself of that blessing. If you sit down on God tonight, you're making it harder on me and harder on the ones around you. Because if God's given you something to do, there's a purpose. Amen. I preached at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church up in Kentucky this morning. And I seen on their sign this morning, it was talking about a dog, a man's best friend. Well, flip that word around, and what's it spell? It spells God. And I got to thinking, and I've had this thought on my heart for a long time, and I didn't know when God was going to let me use it. But a dog, no matter how many times you beat that old dog, and no matter how many times you kick him and throw him out the door, you call on his name, and here he comes. No matter how many times I fell short of what God's had for me to do, and no matter how many times I've turned against him and turned my back to just follow this old world for a little while, when I got down and I called on God's name, he was right there waiting on me. God will forgive you of all your sins if you will put all of your faith in him. Go down to verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Jesus, about going the last mile, there's no guarantee of how long that mile is going to be, and it's going to be a long, gritty, hard fight. But we're getting close to the last mile of the way. How is it with you tonight? Do you have that peace with God? Because if you don't, now is a good time. If you want to come to this altar and pray, you come on. I'm going to keep on preaching. You won't bother me a bit. But I'm going to go on down to chapter 4 now. And this talks about when Peter and John was arrested. They was only doing what God had set them out to do. They was preaching and carrying out God's word. And I don't know, I can't speak for nobody in the house, but when somebody tells me the cold, hard truth, I don't like to hear it sometimes. And I like to turn my shoulder to it. But you see, Peter and John, they was preaching God's truth. They was going out and they was teaching, they was preaching, they was healing. I'm not telling you you're going to be able to heal, but I am telling you that you can reach out a helping hand. Like we was talking about tonight, the FFA taking this stuff up to East Tennessee. There is things in this world that we can do in the glory of God. But whatever you do, don't do it for yourself. Do it in the glory of God, because he's given you the ability to do it. He's given you the authority to go do these things. And when you do it, thank him for letting you do it. God called me to preach, and I said something a few weeks ago. I never heard somebody get called to preach and say, I'm glad he called me. But now, you know, I look at it a whole lot different, because being called of God to carry his word is a gift. Am I good at it? I don't believe so. But is me and God good at it? Absolutely. God can carry his word. And when you let God lead you, God will lead you to the mountains. He will show you where to go, and he'll show you how to do it. He'll never send you somewhere that you can't do it, because he has already prepared you. It's whether or not you're willing or not to open your heart and hear what he's got for you to do. But Peter and John, they were going out and they were taking the word and they were preaching it. When you see Annas, Caiaphas, they wanted to take them and arrest them because they was preaching the truth, things that they didn't want to hear. They was preaching about Jesus Christ and himself crucified and raised from the dead. I've heard before that this Bible is a history. God's word is still alive today. We worship a living God that is still working through us today, because he is here. He cannot be with you all the time if he is not alive. And God is alive and well, and that is why we are here today. Because I'm going to tell you, God's word will prevail every time. But you see, they taught this and they took them in. And it bothered them because they was preaching about things that made their people not believe in them. And it irked them because they was listening to them and they were so eager to hear what they had to say. You see, there's a thing about God's word. When it starts coming out, and it truly is coming down from heaven, it's going to grab your attention. Amen. And when it grabs your attention, do not turn your back to it. There's something there to be heard, and there's something there to enter into your heart. Here in Jerusalem is where this was all taking place. You remember I told you, God's not going to send you somewhere He hadn't already prepared you for. He had already told them that there will be sufferings and hard times in carrying His word and doing works for Him. He had already prepared them for this. So you know what? I don't think Peter and John was ever really scared. They might have thought, well, this is a tough spot. But you know what? They prevailed. God's word still prevailed. Because when you go on down through this chapter, you see the sufferings that they went through. Sufferings and the moment are tough, but sufferings is what make you grow. Those trials and tribulations sometimes is what brings us close to God. Sometimes I feel bad because when things are good, I forget to thank Him. But boy, when I hit a hard spot, it don't take me but just a second to smack my knees. The soles of my shoes are wore out every day. It ought to be the knees of my breeches. I ought to hit the floor every morning thanking Him for the light of another day and allow me to see it again. There's a lot of lost people still in this world, and there's still a lot of truth to be spread. But you see, when you start spreading God's word in this world, there's going to come times where people is not going to accept it. But what did He tell His disciples when He sent them out? He said, when you take it into their house and they don't accept it, you dust the shoes off your feet and you keep going. Just because it's not accepted doesn't mean that it's not heard. God's word will be heard whether they want to accept it or not. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've got my best friend that I've been trying to get to come to church for a long time. I thought he was going to be here tonight, and he's not. And that's all right. I'll pray for him a little more. Amen. 10 years ago, he told me he didn't believe. He got married about 8 years later, and me and another guy got him a Bible for his wedding present. And ever since I bought him that Bible, he's asked me more questions every week. Amen. Don't never give up. Amen. God's word will prevail, and it's got roots. And I'm telling you, the gospel, we need to be like the gospel and have roots. I hope that tonight our gospel roots can dig in just a little deeper. Because it's like that old tree. Them old trees that gets those real deep roots. No matter how hard the wind blows, it just ain't going to blow it over. But when it gets watered down and the ground gets so soft, every once in a while one of them old trees will fall over. But you know what? The roots are still there. Those roots are there. The gospel roots are still here, and they're still ready to be preached, and they're still ready to move forward. Go on down to verse 13. In chapter 4 of Acts. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with him, they could say nothing against it. The miracles that God performed, they could persecute man. But they couldn't explain things that had happened to this man. There had been times in the Bible where they said it was witchcraft and sorcery. But I believe down deep they really knew where it come from. Because these apostles, when they went out, there was a time that Jesus granted them the ability to heal. Amen. And when He granted those things, that word traveled. Word of mouth travels, don't it? To build up a business, when you get a good word of mouth, that's when it really spreads. God's got a good business. And when something of God happens, word of mouth goes a long ways. Prayers are answered every day. Not that long ago, my niece and my nephew told they got saved, and I'd wore myself out praying for them. Well, come to find out, 5 years I've been praying for them, 5 years ago they had got saved. They just waited that long to tell it. But don't never give up. But there's a couple verses here that I really wanted to get to, and it's verse 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Because the people, for all men, glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, and to whom the miracle was healed. Peter and John must speak is a little head title there in my Bible. When God gets a hold of me, when I was studying for this, I wish I could have preached it to you while I was studying it. Because I wore my carpet out. I about tore the handles off of my desk, and I wore my poor little rolling chair out. Because when God got a hold of me, I was wore out when I got done studying. I didn't sleep worth a plug nickel last night because I was wanting tonight to get here. Because I'm telling you, if God's got something for you to do, do it. Because when I get done, I'm getting this burden off of me, and I was going to preach one way or another come tonight. It's like this brother right here already said, where one or two are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Don't get discouraged when crowds get low. But I'll tell you, if each one of you here tonight will invite one person next Sunday, this new building won't be big enough no more. And I tell you, this church has got a good problem to have to build onto a bigger building. It's blessed. Amen. It's good to have a big building, and it's good to have the people to fill it. But I'm telling you, if you'll stay like Peter and John, and you must do the Word of God, and you'll keep your heart right with Him and let Him use you, this building will stay full, and it'll get fuller. I've heard old stories talking about the old churches when they used to have to leave the windows up so the men could stand outside and listen. Boy, for the days, I would love to see that again. I heard a song, and it saw the name of that song was Gone Away With a Friend. Let it ring on my tombstone, I'm gone away with a friend. When my time is up on this world, I won't be crying, and I don't want nobody else to cry for me, because I'm going away with a friend. I'm crossing over, and I'm going to be in a much better place. And I hope and I pray that you can find that. Go with me to verse 31. When they had been arrested, and they had turned them back loose, and they told them, don't you speak no more. Don't be preaching God's word. They left there, and they went unto their people. Well, you see, church is our people. When we've got problems, and we need help praying, it's nice having friends and family in Jesus Christ that you know will pray with you. Because if you see here, when they got out of their trial, they went straight back to their people. And what was the first thing they did? They prayed. They turned their hearts toward God and looked for guidance. And when they come up, and it says the Holy Ghost had a hold of them. Keep your heart right with God. When you get in a tough spot, the first thing you should do is look to the one above. He has the answers for all. It may not be clear to you at first, but they will come around. It's when you open your heart and you put your full faith in God, that's when you can see the things that He's got for you. Tonight, in verse 32, and this right here is one, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. If you're here tonight and you've got the salvation of your soul that I have, we have all things in common. We're all bound for the same place. But you see, there's where we get between a rock and a hard place, because it's talking about being in one heart and one mind and one accord of one soul. And that's where we need to be. No matter what congregation you're a part of, we are still all children of God. He saved us all the same. He loves us all the same. And He's got the same mission for us all, to take His word, to spread His word, and to glorify His name. The gospel has roots. Whatever God planteth, He will water it. And if He water it, it'll grow. So tonight, I'm telling you, if you've got something to do, do it. Don't wait. Because when it comes that time to cross over, and when it comes that time that Jesus Christ splits the eastern sky wide open, I said this morning, it's not a 50-50 shot. It's 100% both ways. You're 100% you're going to heaven, or you're 100% you're going to hell. And there is no in-between. I'm going to flip over and I'm going to read it one last spot, and it's at Psalm 112, and I'll be done if you want to go ahead and start getting you a song. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. When Jesus Christ comes on the scene and you are in one heart and one mind and one accord, the devil will flee every time. You see, the devil can mess with this, but he can't mess with what I've got in here. God's got that in his hands, and he holds that tight, and he will never let it go. My name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it can't be erased. If you're here tonight and you're lost, in that next chapter, it talks about Ananias and his wife. And it talks about all the ones that sold everything they had and they brought it and laid it before the disciples' feet, all to help and glorify God. Tonight, I'm here to tell you, you better sell everything you've got on this earth and give it up if that's what's in your way. It's like Brother Jeff said, I've heard him say it 100 times, that ski and bag of peanuts. What is it tonight that's getting in your way? Because you better sell it. Because you see, Ananias and his wife, they sold a piece of land that they had, but they thought they could keep just a little bit of it. Well, you see, that grief got a hold of them. And when they was called on it, he fell. And that was the end of his life. There's nothing that you can keep from God. Everything that we've got, he already owns it anyways. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have a lick of it. Tonight, sell out. Let him have it all. Let God water your roots. Because if you'll let God water your roots and let your roots start growing, those gospel roots grow deep. And they'll hold you down forever. This morning I preached and talked about standing alone. And I talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those three men stood alone. They went into the fiery furnace. But when they come out, they said, lo, I see four. There's going to come a day you're going to be standing alone. And whether you know him or not, you'll recognize Jesus. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar did that day. You'll recognize him. It's better to know him before you meet him. If you want to go ahead with the song, I beg you tonight, if you have something on your heart that you need to do, if you're here tonight and you're lost, tonight is a good night to come before him. Tonight is a good night to sell out on everything you've got, because he don't want nothing in this world you have. He only wants you.